Mitch Payton, Atlanta. Dean Wilson rode a smart race to get second. Props to Will Hahn for riding great. What?
Smart race.
Well, like, this is like pushing it on this track. Everyone I talked to said the track kind of limited your speed, and that if you push it, because Dino say thinks he's the best guy, he goes down and loses a bunch of points, take what you can get type deal. Will rode great.
No, I actually, I'm really happy for Will, because Will's rode a long time and he's never won a race. And I mean, it's always cool for the guy to win his first race, and that's awesome. So I'm really happy for Will. And I think Dean rode a good race. I don't think he rode his best race, but overall, that's fine.
Yeah, he, you know, he's getting points, Mitch. It's for points at the end.
Big picture.
Yeah. But Moose Gann was good all day, too. I thought Dino could, you know, at least put a top in boards in one practice. So maybe that's an indication that he wasn't on his A game, let's say.
Yeah, maybe a little bit today. Right. And that's just the way it was. I thought Marvin rode pretty good, too. I thought Marvin rode really good in practice. And mm-hmm. then I looked like even in the beginning of the heat race, he rode pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then looked like he got maybe a little bit tired at the end.
What about Hill? Some good, some bad. Looked like he recouped a little bit to get Gavin Faith at the end.
Yeah, started up front and just didn't have it in the beginning. And like his first lap was his fastest lap. And then after that, he kind of, got pushed around a little bit, mm-hmm. and then kind of gathered it up. And at the very end, he, you know, kind of got going and was able to get back by Faith. Mm-hmm. So that was good. But still, I expect a little bit more out of him. So I would like to see him do better than he did, especially with a good start like that. Right. Like, you need to, you know, get on the back of the leaders and just try to stay there.
Yeah. Overall, this East Coast is going better than the West.
That's true. So that's good. But, you know, like, you can't never underestimate the competition.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, like, you always want to say, like, you look at this and you look at the West Coast, and the West Coast is pretty tough. You know, like, Ken rode really good on the West Coast, and so did Eli, and even Martin. So, like, you know, I don't want to be sleeping and yeah. believe it's okay.
All right. Well, hey, one last thing. James Stewart, first podium of the year. 20 strong laps. I thought he'd get tired.
Truthfully, I'm happy for him. I mean, I know what he's been going through, and like, it's always hard for anybody to obviously experience what he's been going through. And like, no one's ever said James is slow. So we all know what he's capable of. And then, you know, it looked like last week he was riding really well. And then this week he rode really well also. And I'm happy for him. And like, it's, like, I've said it before, and our sport needs James, and we need him to win races too. We need Chad to win races. We need rivalry, and in the 450 class, more so than ever, we got rivalry. Yeah. Like, there's like more guys than I thought that are all dicing around, and it's 450 class is an amazing series right now, and for the fans, I think it has to be really good.
All right, thank you.
All right.